It's Mpumalanga's first music on Rise FM with Amos Mama. You're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini, and I promise that if you're a student or a parent that wants to be supportive of your child academically, this is a conversation that you don't want to miss. So as the new school term is in full swing, many parents are concerned about the marks their children received last term. So to address those worries, we are having this conversation tonight, and I'm having it with Mr. Lebone Sirolodi, co-founder and managing director of Sponge In. Good evening. Hello.
Evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you can hear me. You were sounding a bit low there, but can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear, yeah.
All right. Welcome to Rise FM Evenings. Is this your first time on Rise FM?
This is my first time, man.
Oh, yay. I'm glad it was with me. Then I'm lucky. I'm very, very lucky. Firstly,
I think I'm the lucky one. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're both lucky. It's our lucky day. It's quite an interesting conversation that we're going to be having this evening, mainly because it is not one that many parents have. Normally, we just send our children to school and hope for the best, and everyone wants to believe that, no, my child is exceptional. You know, I don't have to do much. As long as I pay school fees, it is done. But there's a lot of work. I've realized that there's a lot of work that needs to be put into our children academically, even at home. And this leads me to ask was, firstly, how can parents support and encourage their children's academic efforts?
Okay, thanks for that question. I think what you said is so common. It's the common case where parents send off their children to school and there's this hope that magical belief that the child will miraculously do well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've raised a child well at home. So I leave that part to the school. The school should take care of that. But, you know, it's so important that parents are involved in their child's academic success or academic journey. And the very basic ways to answer your question, the very basic ways for parents to support their children's academic efforts is, for example, to, in the most basic way at home, ensure that your child has a quiet and well-lit space for studying, and to just take the time with your child to deliberately talk about their schoolwork, showing genuine interest in their performance, what it is they're struggling with, what it is that they were learning, even if they're not struggling, what it is they're learning and what it is that they're good at. Because you will find there's certain things that the child is good at, and it's always good for the child to get reaffirmation on the things that they're good at, to reaffirm their efforts and give them encouragement where they show signs of struggling. Regularly check up on how they're doing. Is that improvement there? You know, because studies show that children who have parental support or the parents are more involved are 30% more likely to earn higher grades than children whose parents are not involved. So at Sponge In, we always emphasize that parents need not be experts or be too well versed in the subject that your child is struggling with, but rather be a facilitator. Your role as a parent is to facilitate that learning process. And that's amongst a few ways that parents can be there for their children.
Now, having said that, what are some of the techniques that can help? Because I can imagine for a parent that is always working, you might not facilitate as much as you'd like, but then now to advise on techniques maybe that will work, that will assist.
Sure. Look, and that's the case. Parents get up every day to provide for their families. There's just so much that they're busy with generally, and then there's dynamics of the workplace, and then dynamics at the once you get home. And some of the basic techniques, easy techniques that we recommend to parents is, like I already mentioned, speaking to your child, but also equipping them with practical ways in which they can approach their study their study time. One such technique is called the Pomodoro technique, where the child basically studies for about 25 minutes and then takes a 5-minute break. This method is to basically help the child maintain focus on whatever subject or topic they're learning, and to help prevent a burnout. If you look at the Spungen app that I represent and that we always recommend for parents to register or get for their children, Spungen videos the videos on Spungen give the learner everything they would learn in class. And these videos are on average 10 minutes long, ensuring that the child does never get to a point of feeling overwhelmed or overburdened with grasping many topics at once. So that's amongst a few ways a parent can equip their child with productive study habits.
All right. Now, how can students balance schoolwork, extracurricular activities, and personal time?
You know, extracurricular activities are so key in the child's development, right? And it's so important that the parent and the school itself allow the kids to explore themselves outside of the classroom, develop socially. I mean, look at that's how we have the likes of your Kailas, for example, representing the country at large, your Simbinis at the Olympics, right? And it's so key for the child to develop outside the classroom, but still it's important for them to be able to balance the different facets or the different areas of their life, including academics and just personal life. And one of the ways, or some of the ways we encourage parents and children themselves, is to basically segment time throughout their day. Know that, okay, this is a time to be focused on what's happening inside of the classroom. And when they go out in the afternoon for their different sporting activities or cultural activities, segment that time and give it everything it needs. Afterwards, take a break. Let the child disengage from all that they were doing that's school-related. And then in the evening again, have consistent set times. The same way class time is fixed, that it'll be from 7:30 to 2 p.m., for example. Have consistent study times in the evening. If the child will engage in study from 6 to about 7:30 and they're doing it in those 25-minute chunks, let that be the case every day. And allow them to also breathe a bit come the weekend, you know. Allow them to refresh and explore themselves in progressive weekend activities socially. Let them link up with friends, etc. But it's so important to help them and teach them time management, because when they go on to advance into their career as they grow, if most kids or most children that were taught proper time management tend to perform better in life and get more ahead.
All right. Now, what advice do you have for struggling students? Because I can imagine to get to this term and you haven't been doing well, you're probably even losing confidence in yourself.
That's right. That's, you know, the loss of confidence is inevitable in any area, any person, whether you're young and or old. If you find yourself in a situation where you're struggling with anything that's not limited to academics, right? The first step is always to just seek help, is to open up is to basically acknowledge, I guess, when your report is out as a student, the evidence is there that you're struggling. And step one is to seek help, whether it's addressing this with your teachers as the first point of reference. As a parent, that's the first step, right, to find out what it is that's happening in school, why the child is struggling, and to look for interventions that could be in the form of getting a personal tutor for your child, or just exploring and finding out, is your child making use of the intervention strategies that the school has in place? You find there's Saturday study classes, and at times, children being children, they will bunk those extra classes that are available for them, be it on the weekend or during the week, as well as making use of online apps and educational apps like Spongin, which has shown to generally help children improve their marks within the first 3 months of using the app. Across the board, children are always able to really see a significant improvement. And
On the app, because we are now assisting both the student and the parent. Parents also have, you know, anything that benefits them in them also having the Spongin app?
So the Spongin app is more for the learner. It's dedicated to helping the learner understand what they're meant to be, what they're struggling with, and what they're meant to learn in class. Mm. The upside for the parent who has Spongin is they're able to see if the child has been watching the videos. You're basically able to see.
Oh, okay. So you can facilitate, the watch like time. You said.
Yes, it helps you facilitate. And because you as a parent might not know too much about, for example, Pythagoras' theorem, but by watching the video, because it has, the videos are jam-packed with illustrations and animations that make it easy for even the most, the most easygoing mind to be able to grasp, you know? As a parent, it helps you facilitate and explain to the child, this is exactly what they mean here. That's what Spongin offers in a nutshell. Yeah.
All right. No, thank you very much for sharing that. And hopefully that parents that are listening and students that are listening will make use of the Spongin app and also go into your socials just to get assistance where they can, because I know not all parents can afford the services of tutors and, but it's also important for us, you know, to try our best as well to do our part even at home and not just rely on our teachers and the school as an institution. So please do enjoy the rest of your evening and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If I could quickly just add in there that Spongin is available on Google Play Store as well as on the Apple App Store. Why parents love it so much is because those who do not afford the tutors, Spongin is only 100 rand a month, making it very affordable for any parent in South Africa.
Oh, okay. No, that's interesting. But thank you very much, and hopefully, you know, for those parents and students that are really feeling it now because the year is almost through, you know, they'll do their part and they'll make use of this so that it benefits them in getting the results, academic results that they desire.
Definitely, definitely. If any parent is listening out there, they're wondering how they can get the app, they can text our WhatsApp number. That's 082-706-8941. That's 082-706-8941.
All right. Thank you very much for that one, and please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much for having me. Good night to you and your listeners.
All right, that was the co-founder and managing director of Spongin, Lebone Serolodi. Now, if you're struggling academically, if you want good results and you don't know how to go about it, mhlambe, as a parent as well, njengoba bashilo, you're not always there to facilitate. This is certainly something that can assist you, and all the best, because education is the key. It remains the key. Smonifa, touch it. Guraza Fair.